Okay, my friends. Before we get into today's story, I wanted to let you know about Spotify for Podcasters. It's the tool that I'm using to make my stories so that you guys can have new stories every day. If you are interested in sharing your stories, you've got to check it out. It's a really easy app. You can create your stories, you can edit them from your phone or your computer. So, no matter what your setup is like, you can start creating without having to go into a studio or do anything extra. They'll actually do all of your distribution for you too. So that part's really nice. And the best part, it's totally free. You don't have to pay for it. So you can get your stories out. I've really enjoyed doing it. I've been at it for almost, gosh, going on 3.5 years now. And because I can have questions and answers from my friends who are listening, I get to know what your thoughts are too. It's a lot of fun. I hope you enjoy me. www.spotify.com/podcasters to get started. Okay, so today's story is called Ninja, and it's by Ari Chung, and that's who wrote it, and it's read by Mommy
Ninja.
and I don't know about you, but I love ninjas. Do you love ninjas? I think they're great. They're so much
A
fun.
Ninjago
Ooh, well, maybe. All right, well, let's find out about this one. Ninja by Ari Chung. Ooh. The first page has no words on it, but it has a little ninja looking around in a room.
Ninja.
A ninja needs a thick ninja stick, silent ninja footwear, sticky ninja gloves, an unbreakable ninja rope, and a bouncy ninja paddle.
What's a paddle?
Well, let's find out. I am a ninja! A ninja sneaks, creeps, tumbles, and is fast on his feet. Whoa, look at this. In the picture, the ninja is moving so fast that he's kind of blurry.
I can't see him.
I know, right? When a ninja finds his target, he must overcome obstacles. And in the picture, we can see who the target is.
His dad and the dog.
Are there obstacles in the way? Do you know what an obstacle is?
What?
An obstacle is something that gets between you and where you want to be. So in this case, in the picture, the boy is looking at his dad who's on the couch, but there is a dog and a coffee table with books and a cup on it between him and the dog, and those things between him and the dog are obstacles. He will face danger, show courage, and find the strength to defeat angry beasts. A ninja must master the element of surprise! Oh my goodness. What has he done, Philip?
Woke up his dad.
By jumping on his tummy. Oof. A ninja goes unseen on his mission to capture cookies and milk. He must go into enemy territory, scale walls, remain undetected to find the sacred cup. Whoa. In the picture, it looks like there's a lot of cups in their cabinet, but only one of them is sacred. And that means that it is special, that it is set apart to do something important.
It's the dragon.
Yeah, there's a dragon on this cup. No wonder it's sacred. Against all odds, he must believe in his ability to rebound and overcome all challenges. Oh, I see what's happened here. There is a cup already in use, and it is a green cup, but it does not have a dragon on it, and therefore it is an unsatisfactory cup because it does not have a dragon, and it is not red. So I feel like maybe his favorite cup is not a green cup, but instead a red cup with a dragon on it. And so you gotta swap out the milk, and he's pouring the milk into his cup. Boy, they have really captured it, haven't they? Ah, mission accomplished.
What is she saying?
Well, in the picture, it looks like he has a little sister who is maybe surprised and a little bit impressed by how her brother is acting, and she's saying, "Wow! Ninja Maxwell!" she says. Because he is eating cookies and milk. And I wonder if it was her cookies and milk. You think it was?
Yeah.
I think based on her reaction, he ate her cookies and drank her milk. Now, was that the right thing to do?
No.
No, indeed. Oh, and look what happens on the next page. I am dishonored. What did he do, Philip?
Did something bad.
And what happened?
She sent him to timeout.
Yeah, his mommy sent him to timeout for sure. Well, let's see. So, he felt bad and then he decided to be nice. So look what he does. Baby sister, let me teach you the way of the ninja. So he's gone to his little sister, and he's decided to teach her how to do what she needs to do. And now she's turning around and running off with her brother. And she says, "Sayonara, goodbye," to her mom. Sayonara is Japanese for goodbye. Like adios or ciao. Can you say sayonara?
Sayonara.
There you go. And that is the end of that story.
She's a 3-year-old.
Maybe.
He's a 5-year-old.
You think? Yeah, maybe. We don't know how old they are, but I like your idea. And so that's the end of our story. Can you say the end?
The end.
Me too. The end.